brazy, do the mumble like a crazy rhythm.
Welcome to the Italian Gamer Joe podcast. Today is Friday, February 12th, 2021. Tonight, we have a bunch of fun news and excitement for you. Final Fantasy Endwork announced, Endwork Endwalker announced, CD Projekt was hacked, Crash Bandicoot Story of Seasons announced for Nintendo Switch, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, best-selling game, and Nintendo Switch Mario Red and Blue Edition announced on Amazon. Plenty more to go. Continue listening for more. Welcome to the Newsweek portion of the show. Here on the Newsweek portion of the show, we are talking about all the latest and greatest news in video games. I'm going to start the night with the announcement of Final Fantasy XIV Endwalker. This wasn't a surprise. Last week, I mentioned in the last episode that Square Enix was planning an actual press conference for the new announcement of Final Fantasy. And that announcement led to Final Fantasy XIV Endwalker. The new expansion came with a teaser trailer, and it also introduced a bunch of new features. According to SquareEnix.com, the new expansion features a new main scenario questline. It's called the Endwalker's Tale, and it introduces a new challenge to the Warriors of Light. Apparently, there was a storyline. It's a climax between the Hydaelyn and Zodiark story. It presents heroes with a greater challenge. It seems like it'll be a whole new campaign you can go through. A PlayStation 5 version of the game will also be available in April. They say April 13th, 2021. It'll feature faster load times, 4K resolution, and more. All the expansions can also be played with it as well. The game introduces a new Sage job, which I suppose is a healer class. It looks really, really cool. There's also new locations. So some of the new locations are Thavanir, which looks like a new desert town with like a harbor. It looks really beautiful, like something between like desert and tropical. The city of Radzahan is like a mountain town, and it's on this like mountain range, and it's like there's trees and cliffs all over, and it looks just so beautiful and intricate. There's also a new location called Garamald, and it looks more run down. It's kind of like in the middle of nowhere. There's snow all over the place, but there's also like a sense of peace and calm to it. So even if it's not as intricate and designed as the other two locations, it looks more peaceful, relaxing, and calm, like a nice snow peaky area. The game also announced new dungeons. Each of these dungeons feature new challenges. Square also updated their trust system. So now there's NPCs that you can take with you into dungeons so that you don't have to team up with other players. You can also bring your favorite NPC companions instead. That sounds like a great feature. Back when I played Final Fantasy XIV, I had to wait and wait and wait and wait for people. And it seems like now you can bring NPC players with you in dungeons. That sounds amazing. Endwalker also announced some new like roster updates. And then finally, they announced a level cap. So the level cap that's going up is now 80 to 90. So all you level 80 players out there, I know some of you, by the way, some of my friends are level 80 players out there. Looks like you got to level on up to level 90. There's also a new raid. It's a new alliance raid. Let's see, 24 players facing an entire new challenge. There's a new high difficulty raid, Pandemonium. This one's going to be brutal, according to SquareEnix.com. Only the most skilled and coordinated teams will be able to survive the gauntlet. Pandemonium, it will mostly be. You can become a hone owner in Ishgard. So the new expansion lets you have a new housing area and includes tons of new cool places. There's a new tribe called the Arcasadara, and they look like elephant people. And they have, they literally look like elephants. They have these big blue arms and they have trunks and they just look like elephants. And there's loads more, I guess, according to the Square Enix website. There's a new gear, craftable items, expanded capacity for inventory, gold saucer content, data center travel system. Ooh, that sounds really cool, actually. A data center travel system. Back when I played the game with my friends, that was one thing we had to do. I had to switch data centers, and it looks like now they're introducing a data center travel system. That sounds awesome. If according to the website, there's a digital fan festival scheduled for May 15th to 16th. And yeah, this new expansion looks really fun, and it looks like they put a lot into it. I think that Final Fantasy XIV's expansions come out every few years, so it seems like there's a lot to do here, a lot of new content. If you're a Final Fantasy XIV fan, now is probably the time to hop back into it and try completing that storyline, try going in there and just having a blast with it and just making your way through it. This looks a lot of fun. This looks like a whole new campaign, a whole new story. It looks very, very exciting. The next piece of news that I'd like to talk about was CD Projekt was hacked. For those of you that don't know what company CD Projekt is, CD Projekt Red, they made Cyberpunk 2077, they made The Witcher 3, so they've made some pretty great award-winning games, and apparently they were hacked. Uh-oh, right? According to the letter they posted, which I have on my Discord channel, for those of you that are listening, you can also feel free to join my Italian Gamer Joe Discord channel. The letter says this: yesterday, we discovered that we have become a victim of a targeted cyber attack, due to which some of our internal systems have been compromised. An unidentified actor gained unauthorized access to our internal network, collected certain data belonging to CD Projekt Capital Group, and left a ransom note, the content of which we released to the public. Although some devices in our network have been encrypted, our backups remain intact. We have already secured our IT infrastructure and begun restoring the data. We will not give in to the demands nor negotiate with the actor, being aware that this may eventually lead to the release of compromised data. We are taking necessary steps to mitigate the consequences of such a release, in particular by approaching any parties that may have been affected due to the breach. We are still investigating the incident. However, at this time, we can confirm, to our best knowledge, the compromised systems did not contain any personal data of our players, users, or services. We have already approached the relevant authorities, including law enforcement and president of the Personal Data Protection Office, as well as the IT forensic specialist. We will closely cooperate with them in order to fully investigate this incident. This is crazy. It's crazy to see that a company like this has been hacked and that the hackers left a ransom note. I mean, we hear stories about like companies getting hacked, but this was just really crazy to see that a company like CD Projekt Red got totally hacked. And I'm very curious to see what happens from this. If they will catch the person that did it, or I'm very curious. This is a developing story, so we're gonna have to see what happens from here. I think that according to some articles I read online, there was some like game releases that they were hiding that got announced too early. Just some like games in the process that were no one was expecting to come out are now out. So like it's stuff like that that got leaked. So it's really interesting to see that this happened, and I'm curious to see what will come of it. The next announcement that I'd like to talk about is Crash Bandicoot got announced for the Nintendo Switch. Crash Bandicoot is a game that for those of you that don't know, it's called Crash Bandicoot 4. It's about time. And the Nintendo Switch version of the game is making its way to the Switch soon. Right now, I'm on the Nintendo website, and according to Nintendo, it will be available next month, March 12th, 2021. I watched the trailer of the game, and this looks like typical classic Crash Bandicoot gameplay, where you have Crash just running and jumping around through levels, and you have to master the level and master what's going on in the game. The game has up to 4 players. The file size is only 9.4 gigs, so it's not too much. It's not too crazy for your Switch. You can play in tabletop and handheld mode. The game looks like a blast to play, and if you're a Crash Bandicoot fan, then you'll probably love this. Another game that got announced for the Nintendo Switch was Story of Seasons: Friends of Pioneer Town. Story of Seasons is a game that is made by the Harvest Moon Company, and this game looks really fun. It's where you start a new life on a new farm, and if you like Stardew Valley, Harvest Moon, all that, then you might like that. Another announcement, a new Nintendo Switch was announced, but it's not a Pro or anything like that. It's just a new variation. It's the Red and Blue Mario Edition on Amazon. It's the same price, $300. And it includes a special carrying case. So you have this really cool, fancy new Switch, and then you have new Joy-Cons that are red and blue, and then you have this carrying case. On IGN.com, they just wrote an article recently that Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War is their best-selling Call of Duty game to date. I'm going to admit that I am not the biggest Call of Duty fan, but it's really cool to see that it's their 20th best-selling game since tracking for US games began. Their January sales, according to NPD Group, Black Ops Cold War was the country's best-selling game for the third month straight since its release in November. In just 2 months on sale, it became the best-selling game of 2020, according to NPD's stats, also according to IGN.com. This is crazy, and I'm actually not surprised either. Call of Duty is a very, very popular game, and it's one of those games that comes out every year, and it continues consistently to come out with a great campaign, zombie modes. I mean, it's just insane seeing Activision go through this process of making these games, and it's awesome. It's awesome. Good for them to continue making some great, fantastic games. The next, and that pretty much summarizes all the news for the week in terms of video games that I thought was interesting. If there's any news that's interesting to you, if you're in the community, feel free to post it in the games section of my podcast. You are more than welcome to let me know, and we can talk about it on the show. If you are interested in guest starring on the show, please let me know ahead of time, and I can go ahead and we can talk and we can figure out something, and you can guest star on the show. There are some components to my podcast that I would love to include, which is esports. I would love to get the opportunity to have someone co-host with me once in a while that can talk about all the latest and greatest esports news going on. So that's something new. I would also like to talk to someone about any opportunities to just in general talk about their opinions and their versions of games. So if you're thinking about co-hosting or you want to give it a shot for on the show, please feel free to let me know at the Italian Gamer Joe. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Twitch. It's the Italian Gamer Joe. Feel free to reach out, follow me, let me know if you want, if you're interested in co-hosting or just following my content. You're more than welcome. In the next section of the show, I am going to talk about our question of the week. So stay tuned for more as I get ready to move on to the next section. All right, transition over, and now we are on the next section. This section of the show is a new one, and it's started from last week. We are now doing something called the Question of the Week. This is a very fun little informal thing where once a week I will post a question, and the question gets answered by community members that are here, and they are supporting the show. The question of the week that I asked was, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? If you could be friends with a character from a video game, which character would you pick and why? I'll pose it one more time. If you could be friends with a character from a video game, which character would you pick and why? So for my answer personally, I picked Chris Redfield from Resident Evil because, one, I think he's an attractive guy. I mean, we're an inclusive podcast. Also, he seems like the type of person that wouldn't give up when something gets challenging. I mean, this is someone that is living through a zombie apocalypse. He is strong and, you know, he's the type of person that, you know, he's like, I mean, I'm just imagining Chris being like, you know, I've fought zombies. I've survived all these things. I'm not giving up on anybody. And, you know, that's the kind of personality that I like. Someone that just, you know, doesn't give up when things get tough, doesn't run away. Some of the type of person that would be there for you and looks, find the best in you. Because I'm the same kind of person. You know, I'm the person that doesn't give up when things, when the going gets tough. I always pick myself up when I fail or things go wrong. I always pick myself up. I'm always learning. I'm always looking to improve myself. And I think Chris Redfield definitely has those same qualities. And maybe his biceps are like really big. And anyway, I would also pick Selfie from Final Fantasy VIII. I recently started Twitch streaming Final Fantasy VIII. And one of the, I just love her character. She's always so happy and exciting. And her personality is always just so off the wall. And I think she'd be like a really, if she were real, I think it'd be really like a really cool character to like talk to in real life and befriend. All right. Now let's talk about answers from the community. One community member said that they were talking about Nancy Drew. And Nancy Drew is an American hero detective that's been around for decades. And her her approach with this one is, so reading the books and playing the games, the Nancy Drew games, Nancy is very diligent, hardworking, crafty, inquisitive, and smart. However, she can also be callous, reckless. On multiple occasions, she will pester someone about an issue that is obviously difficult or painful to talk about. Like, for example, in one of the games, she talks to a character whose mother is clearly implied to be deceased, but Nancy keeps asking her why her mother doesn't take care of the family business. It's like she can't even pick up on social cues. Also, she's straight up a thief. She seemingly has no issues with taking people's belongings for herself if she thinks it will help her in the investigation she's on. And on multiple occasions, she will straight up commit breaking and entering. How incredibly dangerous. So this person sounds like they don't want to be friends with Nancy in real life. I'm just imagining like Nancy in jail and like just getting a call from Nancy. Nancy, seriously, you're in jail again. What did you do?
I think I was taking an item that I thought was important to the investigation.
Like, Nancy, again.
But I figured out the culprit.
I don't know. But anyway, let's see other answers that were posted. Someone said Cloud Strife because the original game explores his mental state and you would want to be his friend because he's been through a lot. Yeah, Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy VII looks like a really great character to befriend. He seems like this type of person that is the strong silent type, and he seems like the type of person that you'd love to get to know, love to hear their wisdom on. And I totally agree. I think Cloud seems like a great character to get to know in real life if he actually existed. Another person said Flick and Victor from Sudoku 1 and 2. I'd go on adventures with them, and Flick needs hugs after the beep he's gone through. Victor is cool and tough as hell. That's really awesome. I'm really happy. Yeah, I mean, those they sound like two really great characters to befriend, and yeah, that sounds really great. It seems like a lot of the answers that we're seeing are people that are strong types, people that are funny, people that are silly. And one of the reasons why I pose this question is because we all have our favorite video game heroes that we look up to. We all have our favorite video game characters that we associate with. Especially when we're growing up, when we're kids, we play these games and then we internalize a lot of those heroes that we see on screen. And having these video game heroes with us growing up, they really hold on to us. I mean, another example I can give you is like Link from The Legend of Zelda. He's a character that is very, very determined. He doesn't give up on things. He doesn't give up on people. He
explores entire places and has no problem at all jumping into a challenge headfirst and doing what he has to do to survive because he has a kingdom to save and he has a princess to save. But that's the point. Like, in these are character, video game characters that we can relate to, and we can they become inspirations for us as human beings to be better people. So that's why I posted the question, and I thought it was a fun little experience. If you continue on to the next part of the show, I'm gonna move over to the playlist. So stay tuned. Welcome to the playlist portion of the show. Here on the playlist, I talk about the games that I've been playing this week. And just as a quick PSA, if you haven't done so already, please go on your phone right now. I know you're listening to the Italian Gamer Joe, but do me a favor. If you don't have Twitch, download Twitch. If, for those of you that already have Twitch, follow the Italian Gamer Joe on Twitch right now. It's the Italian Gamer Joe, all one word. I am currently streaming Final Fantasy VIII on Twitch every night from 7 to 8 p.m., except on Fridays when I have the podcast. Every day I do a 1 hour stream, and it's okay if you never heard of Final Fantasy VIII. It's okay if an RPG like Final Fantasy VIII maybe isn't something you're familiar with, but it's a good time, and I voice act the characters, everyone, and I think it's fun maybe just getting the opportunity to hear some of my commentary. For example, in one of my earlier streams this week, I spent 20 minutes looking for an elevator. And I jokingly thought it would be a good idea to put a clip together of me just doing, you know, the song that plays on America's Funniest Home Videos where like, na 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 na. Anyway, I took so long trying to find this elevator that I had to come up with this song and clip in order to help figure out where it was, and it took me forever. But it's a blast. It's fun. I'm silly. I'm funny. I constantly try to make my stream hilarious. So if you are interested in checking out my Italian Gamer Joe Twitch stream, feel free to come on in and have your voice heard on the stream as well when I hop on in. When you hop on in, we have a few followers already on the stream that watch and have a good time. So you are more than welcome to come on in and watch my streams, and you're also welcome to watch my past streams as well. It's fun for me to watch my own streams and see what I was doing at the time to improve. But it's also fun to just hang out, play around, have fun, just hang back and have fun from the week. So, yeah. Like I said, please follow the Italian Gamer Joe on Twitch. I am streaming Final Fantasy VIII currently. If you have any recommendations for games that you think I should stream next, please let me know. On the schedule, I'm thinking after I finish Final Fantasy VIII, I might be starting Super Mario 3D World next on the Nintendo Switch. I was also thinking of streaming Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy IX. I might even stream like some adventure games like Nancy Drew, Danganronpa, Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney. My plan is to stream a bunch of these games in the coming months. And if you have the time or you like to check it out, feel free to check it out on Twitch. Twitch saves my videos for 60 days. And if you miss those videos, I'm also uploading them to the Italian Gamer Joe's YouTube channel. So you're more than welcome to watch my content on YouTube as well if you missed my Twitch streams and they expired after 60 days. But yeah, please definitely check out my content on YouTube or Twitch. So as for the playlist this week, I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy VIII. And Final Fantasy VIII is a game that came out almost 30 years ago for the PlayStation 1. So this is definitely an oldie. Someone very, very close to me introduced Final Fantasy VIII to me. And I knew Final Fantasy VIII existed. I knew it was around. Final Fantasy VIII is infamously known to be a game that is very difficult because of its battle system. I'm not going to go too deeply into how the battle system works, but in a typical role-playing game, you might have a system where the players fight monsters, they kill the monsters,
they get experience points and level up. In Final Fantasy VIII, they still do that, but leveling up doesn't actually make you stronger. The monsters in the game have magic, and I'm using air quotes right now, magic, that you have to take it from them. And when you take the magic from them, you can equip that magic to your character, and that's how your characters become stronger. But that's not all there is to it. You also have these like creatures that you can junction. They call it a junction system. Junction to yourself. So you're, instead of equipping like a weapon, you equip like a monster to yourself. And then each monster has their own slots. And then you can equip those magic to the monster, or I think it might be abilities to yourself from the monster. And then you can also junction magic to yourself as well to improve your character. And it sounds so convoluted because it is, but if you get enough practice, it actually isn't as bad, but it definitely like takes a hot minute to like look at the system, mess around with it. My recommendation is to watch a player on YouTube or read an article online on a tutorial online on how to like mess around with it. But it is fun. This is the remastered version though. So I'm playing the remastered version on the Nintendo Switch, and it comes with a great feature. It comes with invincibility mode. So it basically renders the junction system useless, because now all I have to do is just hit invincibility mode, and I can essentially go into any battle killing enemies instantly. The game also includes a fast forward mode and a skip battle mode. So if you're on an overworld, you can walk around anywhere you want without the fear of jumping into a battle and potentially your party getting wiped out. So there's a lot of cool cheat codes, and they can be enabled easily by just flicking down your analog stick, and you can turn it on, turn it off whenever you want. Final Fantasy VIII is a great game. The storyline is basically centered around a guy named Squall, and he's 18. He's graduating from a military school that's fantastical in the game. It's called Seeds. And he's best friends with his friend named Zell, this girl named Selfie, this teacher that ends up becoming their friend named Quistis. They're all around the same age, too. Like, they're all roughly the same age. And Squall graduates, and one of his first missions is to go to this town and help this woman with a resistance, because they're afraid that the government might get overthrown and there's some crazy stuff going on. And this is where Squall meets a girl around the same age as him. Her name is Renoa. And according to the school's headmaster, Squall has a permanent contract with Renoa, and he must follow her, and as well as his team, which is all his friends and the teacher, and they must help Renoa on her journey to helping the overthrow of this government thing from happening. And sure enough, some other stuff happens, and then Renoa ends up like joining the team, and some more like crazy stuff happens. Like, for example, there's this villain called the Sorceress, and they have to take out the Sorceress because she's like evil and she's spreading like terror around the game's country. So you have to go do that. And then feel free to skip my podcast if you don't want spoilers, but then you find out that like, oh, this person wasn't the bad guy. It was actually someone else. And then this happens, and then this happens, and then the game starts to get really convoluted, and now we're in space, and now there's time travel, and now there's all these other things that are happening, and it's crazy. I mean, if you were to tell me that Final Fantasy VIII was a game that involves magic, monsters, time travel, outer space, medieval concepts, fantastical concepts, I would have looked at you and laughed. But yeah, I mean, Final Fantasy VIII is a fantastic game. I am so impressed with what Square Enix did with it. And it's also one of the Final Fantasy games that doesn't really get a lot of popularity, because not as many people like took the time to really play it because of the junction system, because of how overwhelming it was at the time. if you look at Final Fantasy VIII and then look at the sequel, Final Fantasy IX, you'll notice that the combat system in IX actually got simpler. They went back to their roots with the combat, where players would just go into battles and level up, and then they'd get stronger. They stripped out everything to go back to their old system. That's not to say, though, that Final Fantasy VIII is a bad game. It's actually a fantastic game, and the storyline is beautiful. The game is also kind of like a romance story between Rinoa and Squall, and it's so nice seeing like Squall being this player, this character, that is so used to being alone. He's so used to being on his own by himself that he doesn't have to worry about people. He doesn't have to rely on others. And for the first time in his life, he finds himself having to rely on others. He finds himself realizing that he can't do this alone. He can't just be alone all the time. He has to rely on others. He has to accept that the friends around him, and even Rinoa, his girlfriend, is flawed. There have been multiple times in the game that he runs away from these people because he not only is scared of the commitment involved, but he's also afraid that they might leave him. He's afraid that they might fail him. And he struggles deeply in the game with this concept of commitment, where he doesn't want to get too close to people because he's afraid that either he might leave or they might leave. And he kind of has this epiphany midway through the game that he can't do this. He needs to stay. He needs to understand that these people love him and care about him, and that, you know, they're willing to put up with him, and he's willing. And then he has this epiphany that he needs to put up with them. He needs to give them the chance to help him improve as well, because they love him and they want to do that with him. So it's a really great story. It's a great lesson on life and about how, you know, you need to embrace the people out there that truly do love you, and you shouldn't give up on people. If those people are willing to be there for you and take care of you and put up with you, then, you know, it's about giving people those chances. So it's a fantastic game. I absolutely am loving it so far. I haven't finished it yet, and you are more than welcome to watch my Twitch streams on it. But yeah, that's pretty much the main game I've been playing this week. I've also been playing Animal Crossing New Horizons on the Nintendo Switch. And this week up until February 15th is the Festivale. So there's a bunch of items that you can get in the game that's going on right now. On February 15th, there's a new character that will come to your town, and you can get more furniture from them, and you can collect feathers and get even more furniture. So if you have Animal Crossing New Horizons, I recommend that you make sure you go in and you collect all this furniture for the Festivale that happens once a year. It's really fun, it's exciting, it's cool, and I highly recommend checking it out. As for any other games, like I said, my schedule for my games, I think after I finish Final Fantasy VIII, I might jump into Mario, I might do some Final Fantasy IX, I might do VII. Some adventure games like maybe BC of Nancy Drew or some Phoenix Wright, some Danganronpa. We'll figure it out as we go. I might even, we'll see how things go. But yeah, so if you have any games that you've been playing this week and you'd like to get your voice heard on the show, feel free to let me know, and we can do a co-host situation where you hop in for the week, you talk about what games you're playing and why you love them so much. Feel free to let me know, and we can definitely do something. What I might even do too is I might, in the game section of my Discord channel, I might just keep an open forum for people, and people can just talk about what games they've been playing this week and what recommendations they have. That way your voice can get heard as well. And you don't have to be on the show to explain what games you like. You can just be on the show indirectly, and I can make some recommendations as well. So whatever you're comfortable with. But yeah, that pretty much summarizes the portion of the show that is the playlist. And if you stay tuned for the next part, I will talk about the positive quote of the week. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the show. The next portion of the show is the positive quote of the week. I found a really cool quote after Googling 50 positive quotes online, and the quote that I found is from a British motivational speaker and psychologist named Wolfgang Riebe, And he sounds like a really cool guy. I've been looking up some of his motivational like speakings on YouTube and stuff. And his motivational quote of the week, my motivational quote of the week is from him. And it is, "No one is perfect. That's why pencils have erasers." I'll say it one more time. No one is perfect. That's why pencils have erasers. The reason why I picked this quote is because it's true. No one's perfect. I mean, we all are carrying something in our lives. We all have, you know, baggage. We all have emotions. We're all adults here. We all go through something from growing up. We all go through something now. We all have something we are carrying throughout our lives. And if you are here today and you are waking up and you are alive, then that's great. You know, we all make mistakes. No one's perfect. I think the whole part about the pencils having erasers, that can be taken literally. I mean, I'm the type of person where I prefer to use mechanical pencils over pens because I love to erase. I'm very creative, and I have a tendency to just prefer having something to erase instead of just the finite of a pen. But you can also take it metaphorically. I think that this quote is really important because it's the idea that we're all human. We all make mistakes. We all have tendencies to repeat mistakes. At the end of the day, though, you know, you can choose to blame other people. You can choose to blame your surroundings or blame other things. Or you can take a look at yourself and you can realize, I'm not perfect. I can improve from this. How can I improve from this? And that is how I live my life. You know, I make mistakes. There have been many, many times in my life that I've done something really silly, or I've done something. And, you know, I look back at those times and I think to myself, like, how could I improve? How could I do better? And then I go and I improve and I do better. And this is it. This can apply to a relationship. You know, if you made a mistake, if you didn't listen to your partner when they said something that was bothering them, you know, that's a big one. I mean, listening to a partner in a relationship is very important, and showing them that you love them by listening to them, that's huge. Another example could be yourself. Listening to your own needs, listening to your own self. If it's, you know, budgeting, or if it's your health, or if it's your responsibilities in life. It's okay, though, to make mistakes. It's okay to go to Starbucks and order a chocolate chip cookie along with your hot caramel macchiato. Not that I did that today. But my point is that we all make mistakes. You know, we're all trying to take care of ourselves. We all deserve to treat ourselves as well. But at the end of the day, as long as you can own up to your mistakes and you can own up to being a better you and trying, then that's the best you can do. And that is how I live my life, just constantly growing and improving, constantly trying to be a better me every day. Every time I fall, I get back up again. And that is the positive quote that I pass on to any of you listeners out there. In the next section of the show, we'll end it, and then I will do some housekeeping. So stay tuned. All right, welcome to the last part of the show. This is just the, for those of you that are here in the Discord, thank you very much for being here tonight. If you did not listen to the beginning of the show, you're more than welcome to check it out on anchor.fm, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere podcasts are distributed. One plan that I do have for the show coming very, very soon is a live show. I am going to start doing live shows, either on Discord and YouTube, maybe even Twitch, where I actually start to show my face, but then I also record an audio version at the same time. So not only will you be seeing me talk in front of a camera, but you'll also can hear and listen to the show afterwards if you didn't get the opportunity to do so. So this will become a YouTube show as well as a podcast. I'm really excited to be able to do this because the show is growing. We're growing the community. It's really fun, and it's always fun to talk in front of the camera and to have a good time, be silly. That being said, if you would still like to co-host on the show, you do not have to show your face. You can be like a microphone blob on the corner. You're more than welcome to be on the show. Just feel free to let me know on the Discord. You can find me anywhere at the Italian Gamer Joe. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. You can find me anywhere at the Italian Gamer Joe, all one word. So that's a new update for the week. Next week, Friday at 7 p.m., I will be recording another podcast. And like I said, if you'd like to have your voice heard, make sure to answer my question of the week. Make sure to talk about any games you're playing. Be sure to jump into the Discord community. We are a growing community of people, and it's really inclusive, and it's a blast. We also have a ton of different topics we talk about between TV shows, positivity. We talk about games, movies, books, TV shows. We talk about everything. So if you're in need of a social community and you need something and you want to vent or you want to talk, you are more than welcome to join the community. We have tons of people here. Not everyone's online all the time, but when we are, we're supportive of each other. It's a very nice place. We're growing, and it's a very chill place to come in and just relax and have fun and share whatever you would like to share. Not everyone in this community plays video games. We have users in our community that don't even play video games, and they're just here to have fun and learn, or just have fun and talk. And if the Italian Gamer Joe gets more users that don't play video games, the Italian Gamer Joe might even start to incorporate new non-gaming related topics, like maybe a TV show review or a movie review. So we might have those portions as well. So we'll see how that goes. We might even make it like a separate like episode where we just talk about like on miscellaneous topics unrelated to video games, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, our Discord community is growing. Be sure to recommend it to your friends as well to join our community. Be sure to share the show as well to your friends and the Twitch stream and the YouTube channel. Thank you though for you guys for being here, for everybody for being here. I really appreciate you all being here. This is a blast to do. I have so much fun filming, and this community is also about you. So thank you all for being here, for sharing, for making this the community that it is. This is, you know, I started this, but this is all about you at this point. So thank you all so much for being here, and I'm so excited to continue seeing this grow. Another thing I would like to talk about that I always talk about every week is my game development. My game that I'm currently developing, My Vacation Pixel Paradise, is still making great progress. I'm in the process of continuing to talk to my composer and my artist, and we're doing some great work with developing the game. The game is still very much in development, though, and we're in the process of just doing feature and content. So at some point I might even consider bringing on like beta testers. So if you are interested in testing my game, let me know. What I might start doing in the Discord community is on weeknights, later at night, I might just hop into the lounge and I might share my screen of my development. If you are interested in hopping in, you're more than welcome to check out how my game progress is going. And you can, just, you know, hop in and just check me out as I develop something or as I implement a new feature, and we can just hang out and talk together. So that might be weeknights at around 9-10 p.m. Where you'll just see me developing my game, and if you want to just hang out, I'll be there. But yeah, as far as everything else goes, this is the end of the show. So the time now is 7:33 p.m. I hope that you all have a fantastic Valentine's Day weekend. If you are dating somebody, then make it a fun weekend. According to Dan Savage, he is the creator of the Dan Savage Lovecast, which is a podcast available anywhere podcasts are distributed. He always makes a funny joke that if you were dating somebody and you're having a date night with your partner, make sure to do the deed before you have dinner, before you guys get full. That way you're not, you know, that way no one's feeling like crap afterwards. But that's his parting advice for Valentine's Day. And for all of you out there that are still single, like me, you know what? Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Go and get yourself chocolates, because guess what? Believe in the power of you. Believe in the power of how amazing you are. Just because you don't have a partner or you don't have a man or a woman in your life, believe in yourself
and celebrate you for how amazing you are. Go love yourself on Valentine's Day. So I challenge you that even if you're not dating anyone or if you don't have a partner, go and celebrate yourself. Go treat yourself to something. It doesn't have to be chocolates either. You can go get Starbucks. Go get a cookie. Go get a pizza. Go celebrate you on Valentine's Day for you single people out there. Okay? Promise me that this week for any of you single people out there, because you know what? Life's too short. Treat yourself and have a great time this Valentine's Day weekend. All right. Well, this is the end of the Italian Gamer Joe podcast. Feel free to tune in next week for all the latest and greatest video game news. You know where to find me. This is the Italian Gamer Joe signing off. Calabrese, do the mambo like a crazy woman.